It's the Rundown, Wednesday, September 27th. We are live in the Oakhart Bar. Everybody's drinking Oaks and Ginger here. We're drinking it now. We're drinking it all through the football season. So pour yourself a drink. Tweet at us, hashtag Oak and Ginger. And support the cause because they're good to us and they make good rum. This episode is brought to you by Mott and Bow. Mott and Bow jeans. They are comfortable. They are stylish. And they are affordable. You use the promo code RUNDOWN2017. You're going to get 20% off that first pair. These jeans are, they look stylish. They look like designer jeans. They have a little bit of give, a little bit of stretch, which as personality season rolls up, everybody could use an extra inch or so, you know, a little bit of stretch and moving. So go to mottandbow.com, MOTTANDBOW.com. Promo code is RUNDOWN2017. Get 20% off your jeans. That's MOTTANDBOW.com. Promo code RUNDOWN2017. Trill is in the building.
What's up?
He's live in the flesh here for the week, so we had to get him to sit in on the Rundown. It's now back in New York. The Indie guys and Heartland were taking care of it, but the Rundown is now back home. So let's get into it. You like Twitter.
I do.
By the way, before we start, Dave is like proving to everyone that the Midwest is the best this week because he's like he's got his life back to him.
He's like look
at the fucking office
yep.
And like he's going to bars and like eating shitty like bar appetizers that
blacked
look delicious.
Out eating pepperoni sticks.
There it is, it's right
good,
there.
Let's good just word say if that. You can get it. Yeah.
You got space, everything. You can pee everywhere.
You can pee freely. This is it. This is a perfect topic because. You, like I said, you dabble in Twitter. We did the math the
other
day.
A little bit, yeah.
458,000 tweets on Trill's account.
I'd say like almost all of them are pretty good.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
They're all correct. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, 100% of them are correct.
The only time your Twitter account is bad is when you get the end of like a really good joke that's been going on and you're like, fuck, I missed it.
You don't understand it.
Yeah. It's like getting like the last 10 minutes of Goodfellas on like, you know, cable. You're like, shit.
It's like, I got some good jokes. Yeah. But we don't care anymore.
Like, You know when you guys are having fun.
It's like press play to start over on demand. I need that with
you. Yeah, you need that.
Just run it right back.
I like jokes.
Are you offended that Dan was one of the few chosen people? I feel like you should be at the top of the
special
list.
Special person.
For any time Twitter rolls out, Dan has access to 280.
I'm a special person. It happened because we thought it, like in the middle, like right when Twitter announced it, I went on my computer and I was like, oh shit, I have it. They watched me live.
Yeah.
And I started trying to type it out and then I tried to tweet it and it was like, no, it's over 140 characters. So I was like, fuck, it's such a cock tease. And then I got it later in the night.
I kept checking my phone waiting for the 280 update. So Jack.
Holler at your boy.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Could you pick a worse person to have
his power? Yeah, worse. Like what you were doing last night.
I abused it instantly.
What you were doing last night was the exact reason why the 280 shouldn't even be a thing.
Dude, what I was doing last night, I actually hated myself.
Yeah.
Like after the third tweet was funny and then I was like, and then I kept on going, like, probably six or seven more. I was like, this sucks.
It's absolutely unbearable.
It sucks to write. It
How
sucks to
How long does
read.
It take to write? I mean, that's a long
it's
fucking
a long
tweet.
Time.
I tried to help you with that first 280. It took, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah. To fill 280, right? It's
I
like,
doing
I don't even know what else to
my
say.
My power rankings, which my 1-2 power, where people actually get mad about that. How could you have that team? It's like, bro, it's 1-2 teams.
Like, the thing I hate, like, if teams. Everybody gets it, not only will you have that, but you're going to get a thread of 280 character responses. It's going to be
Can you imagine
horrendous.
1 of 12 and it's 280? It's, you know what God. I mean?
Like, it's bad that like our society has gotten to this point, but I'm actually comfortable with it where like we just don't read. Because it's actually like once you get to about 120, 140,
you check
like,
out.
This yeah. is too
I was
long.
Reading Jack's fucking explanation and I checked out halfway, which is about 140.
I'm looking at my watch around like 140 characters.
You're like, oh, this is tiring. The problem is, yes, you can just choose not to read it. It's the big picture. Why Twitter is the worst goddamn fucking company in the world that keeps shooting themselves in the foot, that keeps rolling out these updates that ruin the greatest invention of all time.
It's like you want some, you know, some shit that nobody asked for?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Well,
there's plenty of it.
That's the craziest part is Twitter is like slowly become Facebook where people are just fighting about politics all the time. It's like, so what's our solution? More words.
Give them more slack. What? It's crazy, man. We're working with Snapchat. We're working with Facebook. And it's like, Twitter should give us ownership of the fucking company at this point. We're such a Twitter company. Just listen to us. Before you make any updates ever,
it's so. Did you see the bullshit reasoning, too?
The brevity
like,
issue?
No, yeah, no, Japan. Because like,
what? Fuck Japan.
Japanese can get, like, they can use their symbols.
Characters
mean more, so 140 characters are allowed to say a lot more. So like everyone's like, wow, welcome to like what it feels like to live in Japan.
Fuck Japan.
Yeah, get the hell out of here.
But Jack's explanation was like, well, we all work together to fix the brevity problem. Like, there's no such thing as a brevity problem.
Yeah, that was the
issue. World needs to be more brief. The more, like, give me less characters. There's no brevity problem.
You know what Jack should do? If you're listening to this, Jack, you fucking idiot, you should do like 200 characters and people can buy the extra 60 characters. So then all the assholes have 200 that like want everyone to hear about how we need to get Trump out of the White House right now. They can buy it and we can all fucking mute them.
I was going to say, that's
take
the main
their
thing.
Money
and you
mute
can
them.
Just find anybody who's purchased extra characters, just get rid of those people.
Yeah.
Just fucking pre-crime, lock them up, kill them. I don't care. If you're paying for extra characters in Twitter, you should probably be locked up.
Like, also, as you submit the pay to buy extra characters,
you actually get banned
right
from Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
It should go to a mute list. Just mute everyone. And then they just tweet their fucking 200 characters.
It's like an Amber Alert or something.
It just goes right out.
Right. By the way, I also just want to say that you guys, I would never wish this on you. Going viral sucks.
Oh yeah, you know.
It was like non-stop mentions last night. Just
viral. Riggs knows. Riggs still had you like tripled up.
What Riggs end up at?
He was like 150.
Yeah, I meant like 70. Yeah. So it's I wouldn't wish it on you, man. You don't want the burden that I've had.
No. I thank you for biting that bullet.
I gained like 3,000 followers overnight. That was the best. I gained 3,000 followers overnight. They're all
you probably lost them all. You start tweeting like an
asshole and all these weird people, and then I wake up and I'm like, just talking Rick Pitino coming, and it's like, welcome aboard.
Now, this is what you signed up for. You're here now.
Shout out to Clem, who has decided that until 280 is gone, he's doing 70. A self-imposed 70. You double it up, he's going to cut it in half. We move on here. Lou Holtz, thoughts and prayers to him. My heart goes out to him. He, too, has been oppressed in America. He was on Fox News. Like, I mean, I feel like
Fox News. Break, man.
Yeah, I feel like Fox News. Like, anybody can get the nod to hop on Fox News at this point. You see some people on those panels, and I'm like, how is this guy on television right now? Lou Holtz was on there saying that he, too, has been profiled by the police. He once got a ticket because the cop who pulled him over was a fan of the team he was facing that week.
In this country, but I want you to know, I've been unfairly ticketed. I was given a ticket when I didn't exceed the speed limit because I was coaching at one school and the patrol officer graduated from the other and he let me know he was bitter about the thing. That happens in life.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm sure you can, you know,
man, I'm a
relate
fan
with Lou. Like, you two together, like,
that
you know.
Been us.
I'm just saying, like, when are old white men in this country going to get a good break?
Right?
Sucks.
Like, what the hell?
You stand arm in arm with that guy, right?
Any day. Any day. I know how Lou's feels.
It's like,
by the
no
way,
one
any,
actually
anytime
takes
he's on TV talking, it's just unbelievable. Like, it's like, that the lisp and the ridiculousness is just perfect.
It's getting worse.
It's
getting worse.
He's eventually just not going to be able to talk.
Keith kind of, like, nailed it. Like, he's like everyone's old grandfather now. And like, he sounds ridiculous. He's just going to say whatever.
You can't just, like, laugh at Lou and be like, all right, Lou.
Yeah, like, it was actually
all right,
funny.
Grandpa.
Yeah. Right. If you can't do that, you're the asshole. Pitino, your boy, Rick Pitino, big cat, got the boot. Louisville is in all sorts of trouble along with, I think, like, six other universities total. Basically, everybody caught for a classic pay-for-play situation. The problem being that Louisville just keeps fucking doing this, keeps getting caught. And there was like direct language in these documents saying, we are on probation, let's keep this on the low. So obviously big college scandal, and
sad.
Mr. 15 Seconds is out.
Sad day to see Rick. Rick was like a nuclear holocaust cockroach at this point, where it's like nothing could take him down, but.
Finally.
And I love the AD. What a fucking fall guy he is. They said,
they you
gotta
fire
go fire him.
And
he's like, no, and they fired both of them.
That's crazy. Loyalty.
I don't know
Stupid.
If he thought it would end that way.
Like, I wish he had that one back.
I'm going to make a stand. They'll respect my courage. They're like, no, you can both go, actually.
What I was surprised to read is that Louisville is the most profitable, the most valuable college basketball program in the country.
Really?
They got to pay hookers? They got to pay players? Like, that budget.
That money's got to come from somewhere. I guess
it might be that new, they had that new Adidas, arena, the KFC Yum Arena.
Yeah, I think they have an Adidas deal too or something like that. But I think UNC's number two, but I was shocked. It was like Kansas, UNC, Louisville. So I don't know. I mean, I think he ends up on his feet somewhere. I'm sure, is he like banned for a while?
Weird.
Is it like a...
Because
like
he's
a probation
old.
Of some
like,
sort?
This is the weird case where you could definitely just see
ride
it.
Ride out.
I would love to see Rick Pitino go to like some, you know, like
a scrub
school.
UC
Santa Cruz and like get attorney bid,
right.
You know, as a
and just straight up continue to buy players.
Right.
Actually, that's awesome. The problem. I think that at that age, Rick's probably like, what am I going to do this legit?
Nah, yeah, I'm out. I just want to cheat on my wife in peace. I don't want the NCAA on my back.
No, the times have changed for Rick, because it used to be that you could just like plausible deniability, like, oh yeah, that's, yeah, I don't know that guy.
Right.
It's like, come on. Not these anymore. Coaches run the universities. Right. They know every fucking person.
You might as well be handing the duffel bag of cash, because you know what's going on everywhere.
Right. Sad day, though.
Yeah.
A lot of jokes out the window.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of jokes. That's it. Now I got to just go back to making fun of myself for premature ejaculation. Fucking sucks.
Second half of the rundown.
Yeah, it was, we had someone to look up to. It's like, there's Rick. He can make
it. He's a poster child for your cause.
Yeah. Like, this is a guy who comes real quick, and he's
proud of it.
He's a rock star.
He owns it. Yeah.
The second half of the rundown is brought to you by Draft. Draft.com. Every week, you can do a real-life snake draft. It takes only 5 minutes to get into. It lasts you the whole week. And you can get that real live fantasy sports action in and out quickly. You are trying to read this ad that's written very tiny, Kevin. You can go to Draft in the App Store or go to draft.com and use the code RUNDOWN. You can get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit. So all you got to do is throw a little bit of cash in there. You're going to get a free entry into this week's snake draft. And it's so they guarantee you love it, or they're offering you a money back guarantee up to $100. So download the free Draft app or go to draft.com, promo code RUNDOWN to join the 5 minute snake draft this week. Steven Seagal, speaking of ridiculous people who are on television, Steve Seagal is officially a Russian, what's it called? Citizen.
Yeah.
He is fed up with America. He said he has fought many times for the flag.
Wow.
He said he's boys with Putin through martial arts.
Yes.
And
that
so
seems true.
Yeah, fact. I mean, right? Those guys definitely do karate together. Sure. Just a fact.
And I myself, have risked my life countless times for the American flag, and I don't understand or agree with this kind of behavior. I think it's an outrage. For anyone to think that Vladimir Putin had anything to do with fixing the elections, or even that the Russians have that kind of technology, is stupid.
And he's now a Russian citizen, and he's on television looking like he's in a disguise. He looks like he has, it looks like, you know, when, remember that toy with like the magnet where you could like draw like the iron filings
Willy
on people?
Willy.
Yeah. He looks like he has like the black hair.
The mustache.
And the glasses.
Yeah, that's exactly how he looks.
That's like that toy, by the way. That was not a fun
no,
toy.
No.
You got that.
It was the worst toy.
It was like the Etch-a-Sketch.
It's like, oh, this is fun for exactly 11 seconds. And then I don't want to see it ever again.
Magnets. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done.
That's exactly what he looks like he's wearing. Like he's incognito.
It's like felt. It's like a velvet mustache.
He gets that.
Like
he gets
elementary
that
school play. Like that's like here's your go-to.
He gets it colored every single day. He's like, exactly. No, not enough color.
With
more
like
color,
with like
color.
Black paint.
Yeah, like oil.
It's Carlos Boozer-esque in a way. This is one of your guys back when.
Yeah, I mean he's.
And by the way,
not a good person, I don't think. But he's also.
Oh really? Is he like actually a bad guy?
He's sexually harassed like a shitload of people.
Well, yeah, he's Steven Seagal.
But he also Steven Seagal. He knows karate. He's on fucking
movie
sets.
Under Siege, man.
Like, you know.
Under Siege too.
Yeah.
You take the good with
eternal,
the
bad. Yeah, eternally wearing a kimono fucking karate thing, which is just an awesome move.
Revolutionary.
Yeah, I do like that move.
If I could do that, I would do that.
Well, he's gotten fat, but you don't know that.
Right.
Because of the kimono, that's exactly right. So
also, when you wear the kimono, you're better at martial arts.
Yeah.
It's just a fact. Like you can't, it's you can true. Do karate in like your jeans and a t-shirt, you put on the kimono, you're doing much better karate.
Yes.
I wouldn't fight a guy in a kimono.
No way.
This is a bizarre, it's always like fun when you wake up and you're like, Steven Seagal's trending. You're like, huh?
Yeah, you know it's
going to
be a good
day.
Hope he didn't
die. Yeah. But if it's anything else, it's going to be funny.
Russian citizen, along with my guy, much like Steven's your guy, Gerard Depardieu, he was like a free agent, and Putin snatched him up. So he's grabbing all sorts of free agents.
Super team over there.
Right? And Putin?
That's right.
That's a big three. Putin, Gerard Depardieu, and fucking Steven Seagal.
I forgot that
those are heavy hitters.
Snatched him up.
So I guess, what does that mean? You got to like move to Russia and shit? Like, I don't know how that works.
Wait, but he became a Russian citizen a while ago.
Oh, did he? I thought that was the
news. I think the reason why people were mad today was he was saying that the flag protest is bullshit, and everyone's like, but Steven Seagal, you became the citizen of, like, our biggest enemy.
Got it. So, but
and that's not,
tomato,
Steven Seagal's
tomato.
Like,
but
we'll fight about it. And,
he said many times he has fought for the flag.
That is true. I've
don't
seen
know what
almost
that means.
All his
I don't
movies.
Know when.
Yes.
Does he mean like real life? Like even
it
in movies,
to
like,
me like,
he's got to be counting movies.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Because has there ever
first
been a time
blood,
where Steve Seagal
first,
has really actually fought for the flag?
Good God, I hope not.
Don't. This is a fucking movie. Under Siege was that shit.
Where it was like, it was like Speed, but on a fucking cruise ship.
Was it First Blood, maybe? Or I don't even. The Blood Bank line. Put the Blood Bank line in. It's the greatest line in movie history.
Money now and a lot more when I get in that office. I can take that to the bank.
I'm gonna take you to the bank, Senator Trent. To the Blood Bank.
You guys ever seen it?
He's electric. Sure, yeah. He's unbelievable. So I guess, like, shout out to Steven Seagal and Russia and Putin. Like, I guess you're our enemy now.
Yeah.
They chose the
But
life.
Not really.
No, it's like Kim Jong. It's like, we're against you. But
I don't
like
Kim Jong.
Make me laugh.
I'm actually going to go anti-Kim Jong. Steven Seagal.
You're in on him.
Yeah. If he just shows up in my front door and is like, hey, I want to come back and kick it and do some karate, be like, yep.
Yes.
Come on in, Steve.
Let's do it. Come on in, Steve.
Have a beer.
We got kimonos. We got moo-moos for everyone.
And lastly, we wrap up with Khloe Kardashian knocked up. Everybody's coming inside of Kardashians. Everybody's knocking them up. Kylie's probably pregnant. Khloe's knocked up with Tristan Thompson's. And I don't want to hear it because Tristan Thompson, basketball player, is Barstool Sports. So this is actually Tristan Thompson news. This is not Kardashian
True.
News. Correct. Tristan Thompson's having a kid. How do you think that's going to affect the Cavs? We can go a number of ways with this. But I would have to imagine dropping a seed in the Kardashians is a smart move.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't think so? I think I would gladly knock up Khloe Kardashian right now. I like Khloe. I don't know about that.
OJ would be your grandfather or your father-in-law.
I would say the kid's going to have great genetics.
True.
CT as well, but also great genetics.
I think Khloe's pretty cool and they're fucking rich as shit. Why would you not want to know? What are you going to do with your life that's better than knocking up Khloe Kardashian?
Not knock up?
Yeah.
What's the drawback? Tell me what's the
problem.
Has money.
Yeah, having to go on that shitty show every fucking week.
Like, are they about to do a new season? Like, both of them are pregnant? It's got to be a new season.
Yeah,
I mean, they're going to do it forever. Something. But I'll sit on that show and just get rich.
I don't know, man.
I mean, when you're filming that show, you're like in fucking Saint-Tropez and Turks and Caicos and doing whatever the fuck you want.
But you're hanging out with...
Chris Humphries had a chance with Kim, and he was like, I probably shouldn't.
I guess even if Chris Humphries was like, nah.
Yeah, I got to get out of here.
But you personally, you think your life's going to be better than if you were knocked up with Khloe Kardashian?
I feel like she would knock me up.
Yeah.
I would do it if I could, like, talk to Kanye first and be like, are you brainwashed? And if he was like, yeah, I am. Then
you wouldn't,
like, no.
Would you knock up
it.
Kendall?
No.
You wouldn't knock up any of them.
But, like, you got to think about who you got to hang out with. You got to hang out with fucking
like
Chris Jenner.
That one guy looks like a scarecrow.
And, yeah,
oh,
like
I'm down
all
with
these,
Scott Disick's
my funny,
guy.
But
he's fun, too.
But, like, all
That's
these
the reason
fucking,
you're in.
Yeah, I just want to hang out with Scott.
All these people. So, like, if Kanye was, like, did they get you? And if he was like, give me a sign.
Yeah, like blink twice.
If he was still normal, I'd probably be
I need
okay,
to talk to Lamar Odom first.
Yeah.
Let me sit down with Lamar
like,
Odom.
Is all your problems because of this?
Yeah.
Because if that's the case,
let's
I'm out.
Wrap,
right.
I don't know. I think I'm rolling the dice here. I don't think I have a problem with it.
I think you're underestimating how crazy that... Yeah, this is, sounds... This
I
sounds
think,
insane.
I think you're underestimating how much fucking money they have.
Yeah, but it's not your money. They can always
But you
take
can
it
live
away.
It like it is. And again, you get to hang out with Scott Disick.
Do you... I don't know, man. You'd have to, like, clear everything with, like, could you imagine being like, hey, Chris, can, like, Chris
Am I allowed to do this?
Yeah,
can I piss in the sink?
The right.
Can I piss in the sink,
I can't think of anything worse than doing that.
Yeah.
Like, Chris Jenner, can I buy this jacket? Like.
And at some point, she'll come to you and be like, ratings are down. We need you to, like,
yeah.
like go kill that hobo over there.
Slit your
like,
wrist on
yeah.
camera.
Yeah. Like, commit suicide because we're going to need you.
It's in the contract. You signed the contract.
We're going to start giving you heroin. And just see where it ends up.
That's
your storyline.
Yeah,
it's quite literally selling
four.
Your soul.
Yeah.
To the devil.
Season four.
It's a deal.
Don't they
the
take
devil.
Rob's money away like all the time?
Yeah.
It's like blood.
Yeah. Dude,
but
Rob.
Rob's bad for the brand. I think I'd be good for the brand.
Rob is
Get
bad.
Get a white guy in there and shit.
They have Scott.
Yeah, and he's good for the brand. They'll be like, there's another Scott.
Scott was
you,
pretty
you're
good.
You're feeling yourself today, Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scott's my guy.
But it is true. Rob is like. Probably the closest to a regular person, and he
treat him like shit.
He's fucking got he got kicked out of the wedding because his suit didn't fit.
Yeah,
like come on,
relatable
life to
yeah, listen,
relatable
fat,
content.
Fat doesn't play. Like these people are trying to be rich and famous and sexy, you can't be fat. Sorry.
It's true. It's funny how like all the things that like the Kardashians will do for fame and stuff, but. Gain a few pounds, nuh-uh.
You're
get out.
Out. You're
get the fuck
out
of here.
Get out of here.
Because Khloe was like persona non grata while she was fat.
And then she got sexy. And
yeah.
It's like, okay, now you're in.
It's
now
actually the
now
only
here's your own show. Yeah. Here's your this.
Here's
your
baby.
That.
All this.
Right.
Yeah, you get the whole prize package.
All right, that's it for the rundown. Dan has been pissing in the sink.
I'm not. No, that's in the past.
Right.
Because Dave got mad.
New Dan.
New Dan. New me.
So are you pro or con pissing in the sink here? Are you for it or against it?
Now that I know it, I'm for it. If you were doing it behind closed doors, you put it out there in the open. I can respect that.
And so. I said it's a necessity. It's not like a... I'm not choosing the sink over an empty bathroom or anything like that. This is a once every 2 weeks kind of situation.
It's a life or death situation. Right. Damn. Call it what it is.
Right. Look me in the eyes right now and tell me you don't like pissing in the sink.
No, I would prefer.
You love pissing in the sink.
I would prefer not to.
You would absolutely prefer to piss in the sink.
No, the only reason I don't like pissing in the sink is I always got to find someone to watch the door for me.
You are lying to me.
If
you could piss in the sink forever.
No.
With no repercussions, you absolutely would.
I piss in the bathroom like ten times more than I piss in the sink.
And you don't want to.
I piss in the bathroom sink, buddy. Yeah. Give me some credit.
Listen, pal, I pee in toilets, all right?
Put some fucking troughs, put some urinals in the bathroom. There are like 50 people on this floor in two bathrooms.
Dave
keeps saying to go to the second floor. The second floor, first of all, stairs. Second of all,
judgy nerds.
It's like all normal people, and you just gotta walk down there and be like,
I mean, how rude is that? It's like walking into someone's house and just like shitting in their place and then walking out.
So you guys later.
You're gonna have to smell that, not me, because I'm on the third floor.
Right.
So that's pretty fucking rude.
Right. So it's not. I
do kind of like the idea of a trough, not because I really enjoy troughs, but I want like office manager Brett to have like, yes, they'll put the ice in.
Dude, could you imagine if we got to piss
low
in?
How low of a fucking task would that
if
be?
We
like,
had,
get the ice
if
in
we
the
had
trough.
Ice in the urinals every day, this immediately becomes the greatest office in the world.
It's so much
ice
fun to pee on the ice. It's like a game, it melts,
and
it just feels
cleaner.
Yes,
now you're on it. Why would we just...
I'm in on pissing in urinals.
Kevin, you know what's...
I'm all for urinals.
Kevin, the freezer's...
Kitchen sink.
The freezer's right...
Oh, we're pissing in the freezer now,
too? No.
Oh, that's the line, huh?
The freezer's right next to the sink. That's a very short
just load it up
for the ice.
All right. You start putting ice in the sink.
The crazy thing is...
I can tolerate it.
I put soap in the sink, and I run the water. The only time that sink gets cleaned is when I piss. Like, it's now going to smell like shit in that sink. There'll be flies.
Instead
everybody
of
like,
piss.
Why is the sink so gross now? Well, because Dan wasn't allowed to piss it anymore and clean it. It's like this is like the ecosystem. You get rid of the beavers, everything falls apart.
You stop pissing in the
that's
sink.
That's true fact.
It's true.
The beavers are the sign of a healthy ecosystem. You used to get me to stop pissing in that sink,
everything
falls apart.
Everything goes to shit.
I'm not wrong, Kevin. You should look it up, dude.
Beavers, I understand. You're definitely wrong about pissing in the sink.
No, I am the beaver of this office.
I am the beaver. You need to be a beaver for Halloween now. You have, yeah, you did.
I'm the dam. Yeah, it's my dam. You did. Yeah. I already have my dam. Fuck you guys.
You're being a beaver for Halloween now, and that's just a
that's
fact.
That.
I am fine. I'll be a beaver for Halloween, but I get to piss in the sink the whole day.
I can take that.
Okay.
I will accept that.
One day reprieve.
That's fair.
I mean, how many times, let's say you're going to piss like 5 times in the sink and I get to watch you be dressed up as a beaver all day? I'm in on that.
Okay, so what if I dress as a beaver every day?
If you're
me pissing in the sink now.
If you are a beaver, every time you piss in the sink, if you're dressed as a beaver, I'm okay with it.
So if I put a beaver costume right next to the bathroom, I mean the
no,
kitchen,
no, no, you have to
and
have
I put it on
and take it off and hang it right back up. Yeah.
I'm all about cutting corners.
It's gonna have like a big like flat tail you like thump around.
This is how it
you
starts.
You gotta be a
too.
Real beaver.
I said I disavowed from peeing in the kitchen sink. Disavowed. And now we're back to like negotiations about beaver costumes.
I will sign. I think a lot of people will sign that paper right now if you're dressed as a beaver.
All I want on the record is. It's outrageous that Dave is spewing this lie that 100% of the office is on his side because it's just not true.
Can we do like a quick poll, maybe?
I mean, it's not true. I already polled.
No, you didn't.
Many people.
Yeah, many Coley, people have
John,
asked. John, many people,
Tyler,
and Dana.
Dana.
Dana's piss face.
100% of the people I've polled said that it's fine.
Dana
they're fine
is,
with it.
In my brain, Dana is now piss face. He was going to. For those who don't know, Dana was at a urinal and there was sunglasses in the urinal. And he tweeted out, like, am I allowed to take these sunglasses and wear them? They have been pissed on tons of times.
Countless times.
Countless
Literally,
times.
Countless
times. We are pretty sure that if it's sitting in the bottom of a urinal.
So you say no?
It
could only be seven.
His only crime is the sunglasses were not good enough.
His only crime is that he was going to put something on his face.
I don't know if they're
that was covered in piss.
Yeah,
nice.
If they were like something really weird that you'd never seen before, you're like, whoa, these sunglasses are going to like put my whole look together.
The only thing that stopped them was they were broken. They were like, oh, they're broken, so I can't wear them. Like, that's nothing to do with the fact that they're covered in piss.
Yeah. Oh, you're not going to fix sunglasses?
No, I'm gonna
this
fix
is a little
them.
Too far.
Okay. Well,
that's fixing sunglasses.
Well, I was listening to the radio, and Dave, so kind of going back, I'm going to switch subjects. I'll go back to it. But he said that he's mad at me and he's going to fuck my sister now.
Oh.
Because I'm on your side.
Mm. See, this is what Dave does. Is he's like 100% of the office, and then he's like basically undermining, being like, "Hey, if you defend Dan, then like
I'll
this
fuck
is a fucking this is North Korea."
I'll fuck your daughter.
But going back to the glasses, I agree with Big Cat. Me and him kind of have a similar mindset on most things.
Yeah,
it's a fine move to take it out of the urinal. Yeah.
It's not.
Like, taking...
Like, just because you and fucking Beaver over here say that doesn't mean it's a thing. It's not okay to wear things on your face, especially, that have been pissed on by countless
you
strangers.
You wash them, Kevin. Come on.
Like, just get a fucking pair of cheap sunglasses.
I was talking to Krabis yesterday.
Those are free.
I think. If you knew me, like, it's not weird that I tweeted that. It's not weird that I did that. Like,
yeah.
I would have done that, Barstool or
what
not.
What the fuck
it's
does
like,
that mean, man?
It's like, that's just who I am. You know?
Yeah, no, I mean, I know that's who you are, but who you are is a disgusting
no, change.
I guess.
I get it. I understand that's your persona, but your persona is disgusting.
The only problem he has, he needs to just pick better sunglasses. Better urinal sunglasses.
They're fucking nice. They're like $120.
They don't look like...
I'm going to bring them in tomorrow.
Not,
I'm going to wear them.
Please don't.
You
do not. Please don't.
Either way.
Of all things, sunglasses, like, you can get... And Movie Watchers is going to hook you up with some fucking sunglasses that have not been pissed on.
Maybe that was my plan.
He doesn't
want maybe it's that was a long con here.
Oh, yeah.
Either way, the poll that I have done, that's my new favorite like Twitter thing too, is like the super liberal like New York Times magazine writer being like, is Trump doing a bad job? Like 80% said yes.
Like shocking.
And then,
you
like,
and your
the
followers.
Super right-wing, like Richard Spencer's like, do you think that these athletes should be kneeling? It's like,
no, yeah.
No. It's like, oh, wow,
look at my poll. Yeah.
Yeah, but I pulled done a similar poll, and the four people I've pulled have all.
And
been
so
on
Dave
my
is just fake news with Dave.
He is fake news. Dave, he doesn't have Dave. Dave thinking that he has like the pulse of this office is outrageous.
Yeah,
no. That's
Dave,
outrageous.
Dave has the pulse of one thing, and
it's
one thing only. It's his own pulse,
right?
Which is fading, by the way.
Right.
He's gonna die soon.
So it's outrageous to be like, I've talked to the people. Dave doesn't talk to anyone.
He hit a rock bottom moment today. I think. I would say this is probably the meanest thing he's ever said about me and my family. He said he was going to come to my house and put tarantulas on my children.
What the fuck?
He said he was going to put tarantulas on my kids.
Why?
I don't know. Marina sent me like the clip. It was completely out of context. He was just like, what if I just show up to his house with tarantulas and put them all over his kids? It's like, that is probably...
He's just spitballing. He's
yeah.
Kicking some ideas around.
I mean, the original worst thing was on the NLCS bus when he was like, I'm sick and I hope I give it to you and I hope you give it to your kids. Now hoping that he's going to put tarantulas on them. That
and this
a
is a man
one.
You defend in my fight to pee wherever I want.
You know, what is Sad. It? What's the thing? Like, something makes strange bedfellows? You know, or like the enemy of my enemy is my friend? Some one of those things. Bottom Sad. Line is I don't want you pissing in the sink.
Unless I have a beaver costume.
Correct.
Perfect. Done.